Julie, ever tell you about my uncle who was a skin diver?
No. Dad, tell me about him.
His name was Mike Nelson Cotter. Now, one day, he buys all this new equipment and decides to try it out, right? So he goes down 20 feet into the ocean. Sees this guy come down 20 feet with no equipment. So my uncle goes down 40 feet. He says, I'll show this guy. Guy comes down 40 feet, no equipment. My uncle can't believe it. Takes his little slate out. He says, what are you doing down 40 feet with no equipment? Guy grabs the slate, writes back, you jerk, I'm drowning.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Yeah, where we need ya. We got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome
supposed to do last night?
Yeah, Mr. Cotter, I did what I was supposed to do. But then it was too late to do homework after she left.
Well, that's a bad Vinnie Barbarino. You're bad. Bad. You're bad.
Hey. Cool it, Mr. Cotter.
Well, don't you tell Mr. Cotter to cool it. You know what you are? You're bad. Just because my jokes aren't funny and they don't make people laugh. You're bad.
What about me, Juan?
You're such a good boy. Isn't he a good boy?
All right, sit down, Epstein. Hey, where are you going?
I gotta go out and shave first.
I'll shave you.
Hey.
Here, take this home, put it in water, in 3 weeks you'll have a full beard. Sit down. Okay, I have an announcement regarding extracurricular activities.
The answer's forget it. We ain't interested.
I didn't say what it was yet.
Give the man a chance. What is it, Mr. Cotter?
It's about the school drama festival.
Forget it. We ain't interested.
Well, now, wait a minute. Some of us would like to hear more.
Thank you, Arnold. All we would have to do would be a scene from one play. And I will volunteer to direct.
Acting is so dumb, you know what? Going around pretending you're somebody else. Ridiculous.
Vinny, when I walked in here, Epstein was acting. He was pretending to be me.
So what? Epstein does a lot of weird things.
Yes, that's true. I have just been informed that Epstein put Jell-O in the bird bath yesterday to watch the birds bounce off. We'll talk about that later, Epstein. Okay, right now, who wants to take a crack at acting?
Oh, you want to see acting? Arnold Horshack will show you acting. Yeah. Oh, never have I seen such golden locks. Indeed. It is the sun itself.
That's very good, Arnold. Golden locks. Was that from Shakespeare?
No, it's from Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, I can do better than that. Hey, Mr. Cotter, remember that scene between Katharine Hepburn and Sidney Poitier? And guess who's out to lunch?
That's Sidney Poitier.
Right, Poitier's. Okay, remember when Miss Hepburn said to Sidney, so you're planning to marry my daughter? Well, that is a coincidence, for I am planning to marry Harry Belafonte.
Yeah,
acting is simple. Watch this. I'll do something for you.
Della! Della!
Who am I?
Some weird guy named Stella.
Wait, I'll do one more time for you, then you guess.
Stella! Stella!
I could have been a contender.
You just confused all my movies. You show me no respect when you do that. Do that again. I call Clemenza.
Who you doing?
Marlon Brando.
I was doing John Wayne.
Well, I do not know about the others, Mr. Carter, but I am very seriously interested in our school play.
Hey, stop it, stop it. Stop it. I'm proud of you, Arnold. You know, you'd be terrific in Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh, yeah, wasn't he the guy with the mile-long nose?
Hey, Arnold, wait a minute. Don't worry, you know. You know, if you get the part, maybe we can shorten yours.
Cyrano was much more than a big nose. In fact, he was one of the greatest romantics in all of literature. He used to hide behind the bushes just to talk to girls.
I got an uncle serving 5 to 10 for doing that.
So come on, Mr. Carter. Tell us more about this Cyrano person.
Well, Arnold, Cyrano was in love with a beautiful maiden named Roxanne. But, alas, she was in love with someone else.
Well, that's it, Mr. Carter. It's the Arnold Horshack story.
Right. From this moment on, Cyrano de Bergerac shall be known as Cyrano de Horshack.
Mr. Woodman, I don't want to be on the same stage as a sweat hog. I don't even want to be on the same planet as a sweat hog.
Well, do what I do. When I'm in that classroom, I think of myself as a missionary among savages in New Guinea. I can almost hear the drums. Water boiling in the giant pot. And they grab me. And they drag me over to their chief. He has curly hair and a big mustache. Starts to tell me a joke. No, I beg them, please, throw me into the pot. Throw me into the pot. Throw me.
It's okay.
I was away for a while, but I'm back. I'm sorry, Judy, but Principal Lazarus insists that we balance the underachievers with an overachiever. Carter, here's my Roxanne.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi, Mr. Carter.
Where's your Cyrano?
Mr. Woodman, I have found a young man with the sensitivity of a poet, the grace of a dancer. And the voice of a...
I shall clap my hands 3 times, O full moon!
The voice of a wounded goat.
Of a sweat hog, you're mad, kind of mad. Principal Lazarus, he's arming the sweat hogs. Call out the rest of the guards.
Judy, Arnold will be playing opposite you.
I'd rather be stuck in a shopping cart and run through a car wash.
You know, Judy, Evel Knievel just called. He wants to know if he can jump your mouth.
Cut it out, you two. Now, you both read the play, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take it from the Fair Roxanne. Do it, Arnold.
The Fair Roxanne.
His nose is cold.
It just means he's healthy. Come on, pick it up on him.
I am only a shadow, and you are a gleam of light. You have no idea what these moments mean to me. And tonight, when I enter into the house of God, I shall have one thing.
Hey, Arnold, who are you supposed to be? Florence of Arabia?
And tonight, when I enter into the house of God, I shall have one thing.
Anthony, I think he's wearing his grandmother's old pantaloons.
I shall have one thing unstained above all others, and that is my white plume.
Hey, come on, cut it out, huh? I like the way he looks. Hey, Arnold, would you like to go to the junior prom?
All right, cut it out, you guys.
Hey, listen, I'm supposed to be the greatest swordsman in all France.
And I'm supposed to be the fairest flower in all of France.
Oh, yeah? Well, you look like ragweed to me, honey.
Mr. Potter, I am a serious actress. I do not have to stand for this. I'm going to go to my dressing room and have a tantrum.
Hey, who does she think she is? Tantrum O'Neill?
Why did you guys come in here to disrupt our rehearsal?
We sweat hogs. It's our job.
Well, I, for one, do not welcome your presence. I was just getting into my part.
I don't think they understand, Mr. Connor.
Hey, what's there to understand? You look like you should be right in the middle of a Rothschild.
That's it, Mr. Carter.
Wait. I got one more.
No more, Benny. Hey, look, I'm trying to do something for all of us, and this is the thanks I get?
I'm sorry, Mr. Carter.
We can't take a joke.
How do we pay him, Arnold?
Hey, Pinocchio, come back. Where you go, Pinocchio?
All right. You guys happy now?
What are we doing? We didn't do nothing, man.
Ma, we didn't do nothing now. You know how sensitive actors are. Just can't take a little destructive criticism, that's all.
Hey, look, this cat that we saw, we're going to find him. Oh, come on, let's go get him.
Hey, we look everywhere, Mr. Cattell. Didn't see Arnold no place all day.
Yeah, we called his house 10 times. No one answered.
How could you call his house? He doesn't have a phone.
Oh, no wonder there was no answer.
Well, why didn't you go over there?
Well, we did. We went over there, but nobody was home. So we went in through the window and watched a little TV. I took a bath, and Vinny made a sandwich.
I don't believe you guys. That's where he lives, not a Holiday Inn. Your best friend is missing, and what do? You go where he lives, and you raid his refrigerator.
Come on, I didn't raid his refrigerator. Vinny raided the refrigerator. I took a bath. Personal hygiene, you know? Hey, Mr. Cartier. Hey, look, we are real sorry on the way we came down on Arnold. I mean, we really are. We had no idea how important this play really was to him.
Look, guys, it was important to him because he thought he was doing something for the Sweat Hogs.
Now you made me feel bad.
Yeah, me too. I feel real bad. But at least I'm clean.
Well, I guess that's it. Guess I better just go tell Woodman that we're out of it. Unless we can get somebody to substitute for Rorschach.
All right.
Somebody suave.
Yeah.
Somebody romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody Italian. Somebody who has a flair for words.
What?
You, on stage in 2 hours for Horseshack.
Now, wait a second now, wait a second now. My client here, he can't work without a contract.
So you're his agent.
That's right, I represent him. Now, why don't you just step into my office over here? We got to negotiate. Now, what I'm talking about here, I'm talking about a house in Beverly Hills. I'm talking about a pool. I'm talking about a limo service. I'm talking about a maid named Esther.
Epstein, let's not haggle. Here's the deal. You go out and try to find Horseshack, or I stuff you in your gym locker.
Hey, that sounds fair to me.
That's a good deal.
Okay, we don't have much time. Here you go, Vinny. It's page 46, right over here. Freddie, you can play Roxanne.
Me? Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Cartier. Now, I know I'm a lot of things, but the fairest flower of all France, I ain't.
Freddie, we gotta get to it. Here you go.
Come on, man.
Now you go up here. You're on your balcony. That is where Cyrano goes to Roxanne's balcony. Go ahead. Take it away, Cyrano.
Stella!
Vinny, this is Roxanne, not Stella.
Hey, look, there's a cocktail. I ain't Roxanne, and I ain't Stella, all right? I'm Freddie. Freddie, you got it? Freddie.
Okay, I got it. Freddie!
No, it's ridiculous. Okay, now you're Cyrano. You want to get Roxanne to let you come up on a balcony so you can kiss her, all right? That's your motivation.
That's it. Ain't no Roxanne, and I ain't no stuff.
All right, let's forget about it. I'll play Roxanne. You try to come on my balcony.
No way.
Now, our final contestants... Judy Borden, Vincent Barbarino, and the scene from Cyrano de Bergerac. We'd appreciate it if you throw the lettuce first, and the eggs and tomatoes. And please save the dressing for last because it makes a better salad.
I've got the anchovies.
Is it you, Cyrano?
Yeah, it's me. You couldn't find Arnold, remember? Oh, yeah.
We were speaking of a kiss, Cyrano.
When? Vinny!
Kiss, the word is sweet.
Oh, yeah. Kiss, the word is sweet. I do not see why you should not try it. You don't believe me? Ask Debbie. Hey, Debbie, my kiss is delicious, right? Hey, Sharon, I know you was coming today. All right, I gotta get back to this play. I'll see you later. He's making me crazy. Now, where were we?
You were making this the most humiliating, embarrassing experience of my entire life.
Good. Let's keep going.
Be serious, Vinny.
All right. A kiss, when all is said, what is it? A wish which longs to be confirmed. A moment of infinity. Humming like a bee.
Vinny! Look at me!
A communion. Tasting of flowers. Whatever that means. In a way. A breathing in a little of your heart.
Vinny!
Leave me alone. And tasting a little of your soul with the edge of my lips. Stella!
Vinny. You were fantastic. Yeah, you were swell. You were wonderful, sweetheart. Just sign right over here. Now, look, I got your booking. It's going to be on the gong show, okay? Now, look,
My people will call your people. Hey, we'll have lunch, sweetheart.
Wait a minute, we'll talk to you. Vinny. Come on, come back on stage.
Oh, wait.
The number, 555-3281. Diane, get the number from Susan. Susan Dias will call you, right? Charlene, come on up to my dressing room.
Could you put that in writing?
Oh, shut up, boom, boom!
Hey,
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what all you guys did for Arnold.
Yeah, me too.
Wait a minute, that's right, Arnold. We still ain't found him.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad, you know? Like a crumb. This should have been Arnold's moment.
Where could he be?
I don't know, but I think it's something more serious in the play. But what?
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.